Speciale Venezia. Tra gli artisti inglesi in Biennale, nella sezione internazionale curata da Robert Storr, Neil Hammond è presente con Living History Archive. Lo abbiamo intervistato e abbiamo parlato del suo rapporto con la storia e con la perdita, del lavoro meticoloso e nostalgico delle rievocazioni storiche, dei Suicide Self-Portrait e di come tra i suoi suoni preferiti ci sia quello prodotto dai fischietti per il richiamo degli uccelli. L'intervista è in inglese.
Okay, so I'm Neil Hammond, and the work that I have in the Biennale is a series of images from basically the war reenactment photography of war reenactors, and so there's a selection of like 18 images. So it's basically documenting the kind of activities of war reenactors from the UK. These people kind of choose a particular point in time that they want to recreate. So this is like their hobby. So I'm more kind of documenting their activity than choosing a specific point in time. So I get into contact with different groups because there's different societies that do different time periods. They kind of tend to focus on different time periods. So yeah, I kind of get in contact and arrange to meet the people. Then we kind of generally set up a scene. So all the objects in the photographs are objects that they've collected or made to fit into the area that they're interested in reconstructing. They do all the hard work for me, because so that's what's really nice, is because it's about their obsession with getting all these details incredibly. The obsession is with accuracy of all the elements that they can find to put together these scenes. So like the buttons or the cigarettes, you know, there's kind of an obsession into trying to find something from the exact time frame that they're interested in. Well, I was working a lot using taxidermy. And I was kind of just interested in similar areas where there's this idea of basically dressing up in the skin of something. So I was looking at reenactment, which is in essence kind of a similar practice, you know, dressing up to kind of look like, have the appearance of something. But obviously, like, these people aren't at war, so the conditions of war aren't kind of relevant to them, you know. So it was just mainly to do with similarities to do with work that I was already producing at the time. And I thought it was interesting, like, the relationships between photography and taxidermy is also like in terms of medium, is also interesting. So I just kind of became interested in it purely for medium, kind of, you know, this kind of, yeah, this basic relationship between photography, reenactment and taxidermy, and what the three things kind of compare to each other and can counterpoint each other, even though the arguments for them are kind of similar. I mean, for me, it's more a relationship with loss, like our ways of coping with loss. So, and like this desire that we have to hold on to time, you know, to kind of capture a moment, either through snapping a photograph, or through the act of taxidermy, you know, this idea of trying to freeze this moment or this thing in time. And that's kind of generally where most of my interests lie in the works that I'm kind of, or the areas that I'm interested in for my work, is looking at these points, these kind of areas that kind of reveal that and reveal how we try and cope with loss, basically. Yeah, well, it's kind of futile, isn't it? It's, you know, it's this kind of desire to chase after, you know, grasp hold onto something that's slipping away from you, but it's a futile act because you're constantly doing that the whole time. In their view, I think there is. Their sort of desires are very obviously different to mine in documenting their activity. So for me, the nostalgia is kind of, although the work appears nostalgic, but it's kind of like a fake nostalgia, obviously. So it's more, I mean, on their part, their nostalgia is kind of very true, whereas on mine, it's kind of a bit more, I would like to have a bit more distance to it. is there their real names? And then I also ask them what, like, to kind of define the specific thing that they're reenacting. Because again, because as I said at the beginning, it's kind of their choice. So I wanted to give them the opportunity to kind of choose and tell me kind of how it, the work should be titled in a way. Because they do choose these very specific, sometimes they choose themselves names, for example. So that's kind of seems important that you get this idea of how specific they can be in their, you know, in their kind of choosing of particular times and places and names and objects. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a mix. The younger ones, I think, are more interesting for some reason. Especially the kind of the one of the kind of young guy, and that was kind of interesting because he was that. I think there's a slight awkwardness in front of the camera that they have, which is a bit nicer. The young guy was with his father, and like he'd kind of been dragged for the weekend, you know, to play kind of soldier, and he was a bit kind of unhappy to, not unhappy to be photographed, but he just kind of felt a bit awkward in his kind of body language, and that kind of reads quite nicely in a photograph, I think. Well, firstly, it takes a long time because obviously I have to research and find all the objects, and like in a way, I suppose I'm taking up the reenactor's role initially, and then it was completely like an interest initially in 1920s crime scene photography, and that kind of slip between filmic language, like film noir language, and the original kind of photographs from crime scenes in the 20s, which have a really similar feel, which is obviously kind of where film noir kind of came out of that kind of thing as well, and wanting to play with that idea of this kind of slip between reality and fiction. Basically wanted to restage the crime scenes, but I wasn't quite sure how to go about doing it, and then when it became self-portraits, it kind of seemed to make sense that they were going to be kind of the artist within the thing. It kind of seemed like a neat kind of circle to. But I think that's to do with this idea of this kind of freeze moment that you kind of mentioned before, which, especially with the suicide self-portrait works, it's because you have the multiple images, and they describe a scene, this kind of fractured scene, or in the way that, almost like filmic way, like film narrative, and the way that can be fractured now is kind of, I find that really fascinating. So, and almost kind of cubist, so you're describing the same scene from different viewpoints, and I suppose that freezes a moment, because it's almost like describing it in the round, and I don't know, it must, yeah, it makes it feel still, and you know, there's no activity in those images either, everything's still, so.
Radio Papisse è un progetto di Ilaria Gadens, Carol Haupt e Cristiano Maggi.
That it was photography, because again it was kind of repeating what the reenactors were doing about freezing this moment in time, but I'm freezing them trying to kind of reenact a moment in time. So the kind of medium seemed really relevant to the subject, basically, and I swap a little bit, like the sculpture work again kind of seems more appropriate for that kind of subject matter, which is different to the photography.
Do you have a sound you particularly love, and a sound you particularly hate?
I've got this, it's not a really nice sound, but I really like it, which is, you can buy these small kind of whistles, these like wooden, well, they're not really whistles, but what they do is they imitate the sound of a dying hare, and so which is this really disgusting, horrible, interesting sound, and so I really like that. I don't know why, but it's like so odd, it's such an odd kind of thing to have. So hunters use it to kind of draw in, like, you know, other animals, basically, so they think that there's a wounded rabbit or wounded hare nearby, and then they come in. So that, I think, is just an interesting kind of sound. It's not a very nice sound. And what was it? It was a nice sound and a horrible sound. I don't know. My alarm clock in the morning.
RadioPapisse.org